Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bones and All was directed by Italian master Luca Guadagnino, who made his name with three very different films: the chilly family saga I Am Love, the likeable coming-of-age film Call Me By Your Name, and the full-blooded Italian horror Suspiria. Bones and All is clearly Luca wearing the last hat.
So you can't spend the night?
Not all night.
So where'd you move here from anyway?
Eastern Shore. Try that.
Well, there's no point beating about the bush. This film is about cannibalism. Not the real thing, but imagining that it's a disability shared by a small minority of people. People like teenager Marin, who succumbs at a friend's sleepover. She rushes home when Dad, her sole parent, once again packs up and they're forced to leave.
You didn't. In the car in 3 minutes. Whatever you can take in 3 minutes. Go!
But this time, Dad has reached the end of his tether. That night, he leaves Marin some money and hightails it out of her life. He also leaves a cassette tape telling her that her mother may still be alive.
I can't help you anymore.
I know it's not your fault. You were born this way.
You ate them. I believed you had to. I don't know why.
Did Marin inherit the cannibal gene from her mother? And if she's alive, where is she? Marin takes off to find her, a journey that takes her across the red state heartland of America, Maryland, Ohio, Indiana, Nebraska. And along the way, she meets another eater, the painfully thin Lee.
I smelt you. I didn't know I could do that.
I thought I was the only one. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Famous last words.
I say painfully thin, but on Timothy Chalamet it looks good. Right now, after a string of well-chosen titles, including the smarter-than-most blockbuster Dune, Chalamet is pretty much the biggest young star in movies. Though, as Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp did before him, he's made his name in essentially support roles like this.
Are there lots of us?
I don't actually meet many others.
Why'd you offer to bring me along?
You seem nice.
I am nice.
Actual star Taylor Russell has the hardest job in Bones and All. After the alarming opening scene, she has to make us fall in love with Marin despite everything. And while we've been softened up by, you'd think, equally challenging vampire and werewolf movies, cannibals remain one step beyond.
What about afterward? What'd you feel about it? What'd you think?
I don't remember after.
This bullshit.
Hey, I'm not just gonna tell you what you want to hear. You ask me a question, I gotta answer it.
It's the uncanny valley phenomenon. They're like us, but not at all like us. And to underline that fact, before Marin met Lee, she'd met an older version, Sully, played by an increasingly disturbing Mark Rylance.
I came looking for you. I smelled you.
You can smell me half a mile away. Can you do that?
Not that far.
I got rules. Never, never, ever eat an eater.
It seems eaters have the ability to find each other through their heightened sense of smell. This is good when it involves finding likable fellow travellers like Lee, and less good when it means just about everyone else she meets along the way.
I thought you might be hungry.
For hens?
No.
Who lives here? Is there someone dead up there?
Lee offers Marin a lift to help find her mother, and the cross-country road trip, predictably, brings two lonely people together, though they start to realise that their lives will become more and more dictated by their condition.
not gonna be like that.
We don't have many options. Either you eat, you off yourself, or you lock yourself up in there.
We're dangerous.
One of us.
Why is it so many horror classics are written by women, going right back to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein? Camille DeAngelis's original novel was clearly an allegory about discovering and accepting who you are. No wonder it's proved so popular among young people. And like the movie and now TV series Let the Right One In, which Bones and All often resembles, it offers permission to embrace your dark side.
You don't think I'm a bad person?
It could also be seen as an excuse for any sort of antisocial behaviour, of course. The fact that Bones and All isn't that is down to a sensitive script and direction, but most of all the star performances of Taylor Russell and Timothy Chalamet. We come to accept Marin and Lee as much for what they're not as what they are.
It's too much.
We gotta do this. We have to do it.
You've been following me?
We got unfinished business.
In a way, it's a monster hunt from the point of view of two of the monsters, like many of the great horror stories, including Frankenstein. And despite the apparently bloodthirsty premise, Bones and All is a great one too, possibly Luca Guadagnino's best to date. But obviously, if you'll excuse the expression, not for all tastes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.